I want to go as slowly as I can. We'll finish by lunch, I promise. On this prophecy of Hosea. You know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures? And that He rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures? Well, the dying for our sins is certainly from many places, but the servant song, right? It was our transgressions and He paid the price. It was our sins and He bore them. It's very clear. Rising on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the text we just read. And I want to try to work on it for a little while because it's important, I think, to get the idea. I took my big Bible today because the print is bigger. Come, let us return to the Lord. Come, let us return to Adonai. He has a name. You see? Now you know already that return is the Hebrew word for conversion, right? Repentance is to return to the Lord. Because when we sin, we keep our distance from the Lord. If it gets to be really big sin, we don't even go near Him until we're finally overwhelmed and we come back and repent and so forth. Unless we're lucky like this publican, this tax collector, and know our true state and pray that way all the time. But to come back to God, so He's saying, come, see, let us come back to God. And it doesn't, to Adonai, to Yahweh. And then it says, you see, it is He who rent and will heal us. He struck but will bind our wounds. In other words, we're having a hard time as Christians. This is the Jews, but this is us, right? Why? Because of our sins. Well, I didn't sin that much. Well, blessed are you if you didn't. But you belong to a sinful church. And all your sins have helped to pull down the holiness of the church. You know that. That's the whole point of confession. You go to the bishop or the priest who's delegated to be reconciled to Christ in the church. When you're reconciled, if it's been serious sin, now you can participate in the life of the church fully. You can go to the liturgy and receive the body and blood of the Lord. But you've got to come and say, I have to be reconciled. I have pulled down the holiness of the church. So you say, well, we're in a mess. Yep. And we've all caused that mess. Some more than others, obviously. And the saints among us, they're the ones holding us up that we just don't fall into the pit. But you see, come, you see, let us return, you see. And then He says, you see, He rent, but He will heal us. He struck us, but He will bind our wounds. Now why? Well, because I was good when I was two. No. Pure mercy. We've got to get to know this God. You see? And He will do it. You see? Then it says, how do they translate that? Yes, that's right. He will revive us. He will give us life. After 2 days. And on the third day, He will raise us up. Now when Paul says that Christ was raised according to the Scriptures, this is the text he's talking about. Oh, wait a minute, it's talking about us. Don't you understand? All Israel rose when Christ rose. And we rise as we're plunged into Him by baptism. And we live in union with Him. You see, And that's what it's saying. See? He will give us life on the second day, and on the third day, he will raise us up. Okay. That's because Christ rose from the dead. And when that happened, all Israel rose. That's what this is saying. Deeper than the prophet could imagine, because it means not dead forever. You see? Okay. Then it says, let us live in his presence. And then the commentators wonder where to put this next word. I think this translation, let us know. You see? Let us strive to know Adonai. Now, what does know mean? Well, it means two things. To perceive and to acknowledge authority. Yada in Hebrew means both things. So, if I see a fellow walking down, I say, that's Joe. See, ani yodea. I see him. I know. I perceive him. But then also, I'm going 60 miles an hour down that road, and the cop pulls me over, I can say, in Hebrew, I know your authority. There's a lovely text in Jeremiah, where Jeremiah has a message for the king, son of Josiah. Your father cared for the poor. He didn't build a big fancy house for himself and cedar panels. He cared for his people and he cared for the poor. Is not this to know Adonai? See, it means recognize him. But you see, we have to perceive him. Otherwise, we're obeying a God. We don't want to get in trouble. Wherever he says, well, I'll do, but I don't know who he is. That's not yada. That's not knowing. You see? So he says here, you see, let us pursue, strive is good, yeah, to know the Lord. How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to go back to him, shuv, like the text says. We're going to acknowledge our sins, and we're going to pray for mercy. But I say our sins, I mean our sins, our sins. Everybody sinned. I remember once I was up in Madonna House and this girl, we were sitting, a bunch of the youth were sitting around, I don't go to confession, blah, 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 blah. I said, you know, when you sin, you pull down the holiness of the church. That's why you got to go. She burst out crying. Ah, then sin is awful. The Lord must have given her a real insight at that moment, you see. We have sinned. And this is such a beautiful text, you see. So let us pursue Nalanun. How do they translate? Anyway, I like what I'm saying better anyway. Let us pursue knowledge of God. That means, in simple terms, pray every day. But also acknowledge his authority and stop sinning. You see what I'm trying to say? This is a text. It's precious, you see? And we shall live in his sight, in his presence. Now it goes on. Let us know. Let us strive to know. As certain as the dawn is his coming, and his judgment shines forth like the light of day. It's a good thing to be judged by God. Because he's not out to condemn. He's out to free. And so let us return to the Lord. Acknowledge him. You see? And let us, strive to know the Lord. He will come to us like the rain. Like spring rain that waters the earth. If you've lived in a really dry country, you know. In Galilee, you know, We've gone through the, we had some rain in the fall, the winter rain, then no rain. And now it's going to rain again. If you're up in Galilee, you know, it's just dirt. There's nothing. You know, there's no, just dirt. The rain comes and is full of flowers. Full of flowers. You see? That's what it's saying here. You see? He will come to us like the rain. He'll make us beautiful. He'll make us flowers. We'll redound to his glory and to the joy of mankind. You see, like spring rain. That's spring rain. See, zip, a few days of rain. As the Lord says, Solomon in all his glory could never look like that. You see? Okay. And then he goes on to talk about, what should I do to you, Ephraim? What should I do to you, Judah? He's talking to both kingdoms, the north and the south. What should I do? What can I do? Yeah, okay. This is why I wanted to go through this. Your chesed is like the morning cloud. They translate that, your piety. Trouble with that word, it doesn't mean much to us at all anymore. But your chesed, that is, your enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. You respond. A covenant, remember, is what? It's not a contract. It's a response to God. We were so blessed to dig up these Hittite suzerainty treaties. You think that's funny, but you know, there we got exactly the mindset. When the king says, I did this and this and this and this for you, minor king, now this is the way you express your gratitude. You do this and this and this for me. All right, now, what does God say? I am Adonai, your God. That's my title. What have I done? I took you out of the land of Egypt, out of sin, out of darkness, out of slavery. Now this is what I want of you. You shall have no gods but me. You see? You shall keep the Shabbat. Our lady's even talking about that. You know, keep the Shabbat. Stop running around. Stop worrying. And honor me. And spend the day with your family. One of the problems, David, I'm going on, but I'll quit soon. David Flusser, great, fine rabbi, Jewish scholar, he said, he had a book, A Rabbi Speaks to Jesus. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's beautiful. Pope quotes it in his own book on Jesus. He says, you know, Jesus, I really love you, but I can't go that far with you. God said, honor the Sabbath. And you say, you're the Lord of the Sabbath. That makes you God. Exactly. And he can't get there. We should pray for him. He's a fine man. Okay? So, your piety, no, it's your chesed. It's like a morning cloud. You know? There's dew on the ground, another half hour it'll be gone. You know? And so, he goes on, that's why I smote them through the prophets. I shook them up. I slew them by the words of my mouth. I put the pin in your balloon on purpose. Now we've got ads in the New York Times, quit the Catholic Church. We've got all these laws that, you know, we're going to have to pay for abortion and all the things to offend our conscience. At least that's threatened. See where it goes, you see? And then the last line that we have in this text that we have today, huh? See, I'm looking for it here now. Because here it is. Because I want chesed, not sacrifice. You see, I want knowledge of God, not Holocaust. I want that response to me for what I've done for you. You see, and I want this knowing me, perceiving me, being intimate with me, acknowledging my authority. That's what I'm looking for. I don't need your ceremonies. But I do need that for your sake and the world's sake. Can you imagine? He was talking to Israel, but he could be talking to us. If you took my son's teaching and you put it into practice every day and you grew up, the whole world would change. My gosh, there really is a God. So we're going to be purified. How much? How long? Only God knows. But you see, it's so that we'll rise from the dead. Our Lord has already risen from the dead, and we are baptized into his death and resurrection. We've just got to let it work out by yielding to the new life that has been given to us. And then your light will shine like the dawn.